Welcome to The Connecting. My name is Joshua McGee. This is episode number one. This podcast is for people seeking to connect. What does that mean? You have a meaningful conversation at the grocery store with the cashier. And when you leave, you notice that it changed your state, your day, your mindset, your outlook, may have even inspired you to do something. I find a lot of value in this because I was blessed to be able to operate my own medical massage clinic for 10 years. And when you do what you do repetitively, you begin to see patterns within what you do, no matter what profession or occupation. The patterns that I would begin to notice was week one would be everybody would come in with a hip problem. Week two would be everybody would come in with a shoulder problem. Week three, everybody would come in with a neck problem. And then within the physical things, I would also notice mental, emotional things, psycho-emotional things, such as week one, everybody would come in with low self-esteem. Week two, everybody seemed to struggle in their marriages or relationships. Week three, people were having a problem with a relationship or a parent. Week four, there were financial issues. And I would notice these things, and I would also be experiencing them at the same time. And then sometimes I would have a week where I wouldn't know what was going on, and I knew there was something going on in me too, but I hadn't yet identified it. What I began to see is that there's a micro and a macro. There's a collective humanity, and then there's humanity all the way down to small groups to an individual. And within that, they all tend to repeat similar patterns. And narcissism is a big one. You see that in government, giant institutions, big tech, big corporation, even in churches as well. You see it on an individual level, in marriages, in relationships, so forth. It seems to be on the rise, or had been. And or it was just already present and normalized in society. Also down to the individual. For instance, I've noticed narcissistic traits in myself unto myself, where I gaslight myself, question myself in ways that are negative. And this is just one pattern, of course. That's a vivid one. There are almost infinite patterns. Another example would be mother's love. You can see on the smallest level a person giving love to themselves in a very innocent way, or a child giving love to itself in a very innocent way, all the way up to the universe itself showing love to you. Universe/God itself showing love unto itself on the macro. And there's many, many, many other examples. Bridging it into Connecting Series podcast and bring it to you and your life and anyone else that wants to see for themselves how we all are actually bound and connected in this universe. And we are all loved and cared for very much by its creator. And if we are not having that experience, it's because we are essentially being rigid unto our own selves. The more similarity we notice, the more harmonious things tend to be. We tend to generate more gratitude. And when we are feeling disconnected, then we tend towards confusion and overwhelm. And we tend to make things important that aren't important. And so we have a choice here. We can be with connection or not. We can be with us or not. We can be with the creator of the universe or not. Close your eyes. Notice for yourself, are you included? Or does it seem like you're on the outside somewhere? Just notice what shows up first when you close your eyes. It could be a feeling, it could be a mental picture, a vision, a memory, anything at all, really, that could symbolize where you happen to be located in your own universe. Are you in orbit around a center? Are you at the center? And what's at the center? And this is how we organize ourselves from a young age, subconsciously. So this gives us a model by which to give ourselves feedback as to how we're organized and how we see ourselves in our own world. It's us in our world. It's how we feel. It's how our world feels. Inclusiveness. All inclusive. Imagine an all-inclusive buffet called the universe. If that feels resonant to you, when you close your eyes, make sure that your whatever picture that shows up reflects what resonates to you. A lot of times we entertain a lot of dis-resonance. And we have a choice here. What makes it feel all-inclusive, whole, and complete to you? And when you close your eyes, make it so. Move yourself and the things that are important to you more towards the center. Probably now is a good time to talk about the fact that God loves us unconditionally, or universe, or that which created us. And also judges us according to our own judgments. Now, judgment isn't punishment, it's a reflection. But God doesn't judge us for being a bad person per se. It's our own concepts around who we are that end up causing us to suffer and to become punished. And God reflects those things back to us. These are his difficult messages because the truth isn't always easy for us to see. And the reason that is because we all entertain a little bit of a fantasy of who we are. And what we do is we have a pretty good indication of who we are, more or less, some people less. And then there's a little fantasy mixed into it because we have strong desires of who we want to become. And so we assume that sometimes we are, or that we do have qualities that we don't yet, which is all part of just growth. It's really innocent. However, so these end up getting paraded around in front of us, and from the liberated point of view, it's actually funny or much different than it was before we were caught up in it. And the caught up in it part is our own judgments of our own selves. It's the ways that we just can't allow ourselves to be us based on our own belief systems that were created from our experiences and the times that we were young. We remember it how we experienced it, not how it was. which is obvious when you get together with family. This podcast is for people who are seeking to connect. And in closing, thank you for joining me today in this connection, in the Connecting series. I'm your host, Joshua McGee. There are other people going through exactly what you're going through, just in different ways, in different times, and with different faces. And that is the strength and the binding of our community. Please like and share this podcast if you have somebody in mind that you feel that you would like to share it with. I thank you very much for that. Feel free to donate, and you can be a part of this also by writing in. Tell me how you feel. Add comments below. How does this affect you? What did you learn from this? What have you realized about yourself? Take a few moments to reflect and add it into the comment section. Thank you.